This is Jack White with another Monday morning message from your Capital Growth Team. This one for December the 22nd is the number two in a series that we're having with my friend Sweet Nyberg, Emil Nyberg, from Astoria, Oregon. Sweet, are you there?
You betcha I am.
Good. Last time we talked about getting a club ready for growth, and your title, I think, was making your club of choice. Is that a hard thing to do?
Jack, it might surprise you. It is one of the most simple things you can do.
Well, how come everybody doesn't do it, and we have clubs that are floundering all over the place?
Right. And, you know, all you have to do is sit back in your club a couple of meetings and ask, if I were not a member of this club, would I join it? Make notes of the strengths and build from them and the weaknesses that you need to correct. Then have all the members fill a club excellence tool. It might surprise everyone to see that members will come up with the same answers you did. Correct your weaknesses, build from your strengths. It is that simple.
Well, that's a very good way. One other thought I've had on this in the years is that if you're trying to get a group of people in your club that you don't have, going back to the days, for example, when we didn't have women or had very few of them, or you don't have people of color, or, you know, you're all old people and you want young or vice versa, that you try to get some, invite one or two people from the group that you're trying to attract and ask, you know, they can just come in as guests to somebody without being known what they're there for, and ask them to tell you that same question. And if I had more time, I'd tell you a story. My wife told us once when we didn't have women in there, she said, this is something had happened. She said, this is an old boys club. You're not going to have any women in the thing. Okay, go on. Well, you say that you take a look at it as if you were not a member and build from your strengths. Is that all?
That's all it takes. And yes, some of the changes will be how to get good programs, how you must start and stop on time, and you must be friendly and have fun. And it's that simple.
Well, how do you all go about actually recruiting the new members? You've got the club, you know, juiced up a little bit, and you've got the old people to realize and that they're going to be having new people coming in. They've not only got to be treat them right, but, you know, let them take part and all that. How do you actually go about the recruitment process?
Jack, most people make a big mistake in not recruiting their friends. They reject their friends. They do not give them the opportunity to become a part of Qantas. I make my friends reject me, and I've finally convinced our club that we all need to do that, and it has gotten where we do bring guests now.
So you're so good one-on-one in that respect.
You betcha.
Trying to make a recruiter out of every club member.
That's
have you
right.
heard of the term? I don't like it, but membership roundup, do y'all ever do that?
You know, I don't like it. I like to call it a members' friends day. We get our members to sell a free lunch. On Friends Day, we have the Qantas International video, One Can Make a Difference, playing as they enter. Then we show a PowerPoint presentation on different things we have done over the last 89 years. We tell them the need is greater today, and we need them to fulfill our commitment.
All right, two questions, and this goes back to the Grundy video that we did in our district, and you're going to be getting a copy before long. How do you get the list of the people that you invite to your Friends Day?
Just acquaintances I know and people I meet, and then also my members. Every one of us got friends and people we do businesses with.
Unless it's you don't use some list like a Chamber of Commerce directory or something like that.
Yes and no. We'll go through it and pick out the people we know. And Qantas International also has a real neat deal. You can write them or call them and get them to mail you people that live in your area by zip code and the businesses and the CEOs of the businesses.
So, but basically, your basic group is you ask your members to put their friend's name in and you invite them. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Now, second question, is this Friends Day you have, is that held at your regular meeting time and place or at a special place?
It's normally held at the regular meeting time and place, and we meet the first and third Tuesday of every month instead of every week. And I wish we met every week, but
you don't.
That was my druthers.
When they walk in the door, they see the video playing. What kind of materials do you give them?
People, they seem to stop and stand and look at it a little bit. We've got a sign-in table that we hand them name badges to put on, and they see that, and you notice them glancing over at it. And I'll run that two times while we're signing in, and that works real great.
And so how do you get them to join the club once they've been there?
Okay, we make sure all have a marketing kit, and these are free from Qantas International. In the back pocket, we place a Changing Tomorrow Today booklet, and to keep it from bunching up, we cut off 1/4 inch off the right side so it will fit in a pocket. Also place a business card on a back sleeve. There's a cutout for that. In the front pocket, we place a Qantas brochure and a club brochure and a membership application. The first three are available free from Qantas International.
So that you've given them that, and you get them to join by asking them, is that it?
Hey, Jack, this is amazing. I can stand there, I ask them to fill out the membership application and write a check for $150 for the first year's dues.
Do they do that?
We held a special day on August 26th. We had 19 guests. 7 filled out the application and handed me a check right away, and 5 asked me to drop by and pick it up.
So that's a dozen you picked up from that one event, right?
Right, we picked up.
And how big was your club at the beginning of that event?
Our club when I first moved here was 6.
Oh, no, at the time, last August when you held that Friends Day.
36, and we're 48 now.
So you had 36 and you grew to 48 in one night, is what it boils
right
down, or one day.
Correct.
And you say you're the only club in the Pacific Northwest District to grow more than 25% in the last 3 years. Is that it?
That's correct. And, yeah, we started out in 2002 with 6 members and setting up 48. I'm real proud of that one.
I don't believe you. In fact, I think you said your lieutenant governor told you not to join that club because it was getting ready to fold. Is that it?
That is a fact statement.
So the club is dates way, way back to, what, 1919 was it? They had hit some hard times, and they're doing real well now, it sounds.
Right. And all it takes is just a little good common sense, make a club where you have fun and stuff, and it really isn't hard at all to do, and anyone should be able to do this with their own club.
Wonderful. Look, we've got to wind this up now, and we got one more session with you next week. I'm looking forward to it. This is the end of another Monday Morning Message. Jack White with guest Swede Naberg. Thank you for listening.
And thank you for having me.